to a rather miserable day in Nottingham, but I'm joined by Isaac Holman of Slaves. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. How's the tour been going so far?
It's been good. It's been quite long and grueling, but it's been really fun.
Have you had a favourite date so far?
Birmingham.
Why was Birmingham so good?
I don't know. It was the biggest date on the tour, and yeah, it just felt massive. It felt like it was just electric. It was great.
How was it working with Mike D and Chasing Status?
Chasing Status kind of was just, yeah, it was good fun. They're really nice blokes, and it kind of just came out of the blue. It was really weird. Mike D is just like a whole another level, like, for me. He's just like one of my heroes. Love the Beastie Boys, and yeah, that sort of came out of nowhere as well. And yeah, it was a dream. Yeah, it's a dream.
I was going to ask you, what's your probably your favourite gig that you've ever been to?
Been to.
And does that then differ from your sort of favourite artists growing up or artists that have influenced you?
I remember going to watch Jurassic 5 in Brixton, which was, they're like one of my favourite hip hop acts, and that was pretty cool. I went with like my whole family. That was when I was a lot younger. I don't know, it's hard because like we see a lot of gigs, we go to like festivals and stuff, but Cypress Hill, Reading 2012 was another monumental one.
Do you, when you go to festivals, do you like walking around and seeing other acts or meeting people?
Yeah.
Do people bump into you and talk to you? Do you like that?
I like it to an extent. Sometimes it can get a little bit stressful, but yeah, I'm always walking around at a festival. I love festivals.
I was watching one of your interviews, I think it was with BBC, and you were showing off some of the disguises, some of the wigs that you use. Do you do that a lot?
No, I haven't. I always talk about doing it, but never actually get around to doing it or buying anything. But I don't know, usually at festivals, people are pretty respectful, and it's just like, it's chilled. But yeah, I don't know, maybe I'll whip some out this next festival season.
Are you playing many festivals next year?
Yeah. A lot.
Are you allowed to tell or nah? No worries. Who would you say are your biggest influences for Slaves?
Laurie.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's too hard to single out like one biggest influence because it comes from so many different things. Yeah, Laurie's my muse.
Do you write together or does one of you tend to write more than the other or does one of you tend to do lyrics and riffs?
Always write together. It's always 50-50, really.
Biggest question for me was it your idea to stand the drums up or set the drums up the way you do?
It's kind of like no one wanted to drum for us, so like Laurie just brought these drums to my house and was like, until we find a drummer, let's just bang these. So, and then we had one practice like it and then just ended up staying like it. I just thought, fuck it.
Would you ever get mad if anyone else started copying your style?
Nah. I think it'd be cool to influence someone else to do it. I wouldn't be mad about it.
Nah. With your new album, Take Control, is there anything in particular that you wanted the people to go out and take control of?
Just their lives, pretty much. You can take, I don't know, I feel like it's like a title, you can take from it what you want. And I feel like everyone could definitely take control of like an aspect or more of their life. You know, whether it, I don't know, it's kind of like a message to ourselves as well, because we were like, we're kind of signed to this big label now, and like, we kind of felt like with the album before, we almost got, manipulated isn't the right word, but we got like kind of influenced here and there on like what to do. And I feel like we kind of, with this album, it was like we fully took control of the situation. We were like, no, this is what we're doing, this is how we're doing it. And yeah, it's just it's a message to us and to everybody else.
Is it Virgin you're signed to?
Yeah.
Were they all right with you taking control?
Yeah, definitely. I think they were a little bit worried at first, but then like, I don't know, the proof's in the pudding. Like, as soon as it came out, they were like, yeah.
The song the hi-hat, is that literally just a song about the hi-hat because you don't play a hi-hat?
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite songs in the album. Do you have a favourite song or songs that you like to play from either of your albums, EP, at all?
I think The Hunter always goes down really well. I could literally not sing through that whole song and you'd still hear the words because everybody sings them. That's a really nice feeling. And I like playing some of the new ones where I play bass and stuff, like Angelica and just some of like the softer songs are nicer to play.
Do you play bass on Angelica?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's just a drum machine. We just press play on a drum machine and me and Laurie jam out.
Sounds pretty fun. Are you going to try and do that more in further albums, any more albums if you have them?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we just don't know where it's going to go. Like, we didn't know it was going to go the way it has, so don't know. There's no lid on it and there's no rules. We just see what happens.
I was reading about that you are a vegetarian and Laurie's vegan. Have you written any songs, or would you ever want to try and write songs to sort of influence people to maybe move away from the meat industry?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not like directly. It's like in the same vein that we get called a political band, but we've never like gone on about one political party or anything. It's kind of like just influencing people to make their own minds up and to actually do something about it, like not directly telling people what to do.
Pretty cool ideology. Do you want to try and influence more bands to sort of follow you and try and spread the message, or do you want to sort of keep it as this is your theme and we want to influence other people but not necessarily have people copy us?
I don't really mind what other bands do. I think it would be cool if other bands made more of a stand and said something important, but the reality of it is, like, switch on the radio and it's the same thing over and over again. But there definitely are bands doing it, but I think they're harder to come by.
Do you think it's important that songs like The Hunter get into the sort of the UK top 40 and are being played on mainstream radio over all the sort of love songs and R&B and ballads?
Yeah, most definitely. I think it says a lot. I think it's great. We never for a second thought that we would be played on Radio 1 any time of the day. So to be on, like, I think Hunter went to A-list, it's just like, yeah, it's crazy.
Played nearly every day.
Yeah.
So what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you at a gig? Like, whether it's musical, like equipment failure or bad crowd or anything?
From very early on, I think Laurie came on stage once and was like, that was shit. And then I said, don't ever say that, basically. And from very early on, we made it a rule that we would never dwell on a show. So from that moment on, everything that happened that was bad, we kind of turned into a positive thing. And like when there was equipment failures, we'd just like chat with the crowd and it would just be funny. It would almost turn into like a stand-up show. And like, I don't know, I can't think of any times where I've felt out of my depth or like it's out of control. Like, we quite like the ups and the hiccups.
Makes you more human.
Definitely.
Would you ever expand into doing more sort of stand-up? You've got a couple of skits on some of your albums. Would you like to explore that a bit further?
Nah, we don't want to be a joke band. Like, I think there was danger of that happening before when like a lot of our songs were like a bit comical, like Feed the Manta Ray and Where's Your Car Debbie. Like, those songs have got their place, but I don't know, we don't want to be seen as a joke band. I think that's why this album is kind of the themes are a bit more serious and dark.
What's your favourite song on the album?
Cold Hard Floor, I think.
I really like Consume or Be Consumed. I was going to ask, I was going through the lyrics earlier. They're pretty nonsensey, but they do kind of make sense. Is it about consumerism, or is it just a bit fun?
It's kind of a bit of both. Like, a lot of our songs are like that. It's tongue-in-cheek, but it's got a serious message deep down. And I think the lyrics that are in the verses, the kind of like the rappy verses, I'd had sitting around for years, because that's what I started. First music I ever made was like, I used to rap and beatbox. So I had those bars just kind of sitting around for years, and then I finally got a chance to use them. But yeah, the chorus is very much about consumerism. And
was it a fun music video to make?
Yeah, it was hard though. It was like fucking disgusting.
Looked pretty grim.
Yeah.
I heard you ate a lot of sausages.
You did. Many. Laurie ate more than me. I think Laurie ate about 20 hot dogs. I ate about 12.
Stellar effort. Thank you very much.
Sorry, mate.
Enjoy the gig later, and good luck. Thank you.
Mate.